From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
I don't want to get off into a whole thing about history here, but the Statue of Liberty is a symbol of liberty enlightening the world. It's a symbol of American liberty lighting the world. The poem that you're referring to that was added later is not actually part of the original Statue of Liberty.
President Trump's senior policy advisor, Stephen Miller, speaking on Wednesday about Trump's push to admit English-speaking immigrants after CNN's Jim Acosta asked Miller about the iconic poem inscribed at the base of the Statue of Liberty, which reads, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free." Today, we'll speak about the woman who wrote those words, Emma Lazarus, with her biographer, Esther Schor, about why Lazarus wrote the poem, how it became one of the most iconic poems about the United States, and why she's long been a target of white nationalists. Then, as President Trump embraces a proposal to slash the number of immigrants allowed into the U.S. by half in what would be the biggest overhaul of immigration law in half a century, we'll speak with two-time Emmy Award-winning journalist John Carlos Frey about Trump's newly appointed chief of staff, the retired general John Kelly, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security.
If you have somebody who has a militaristic approach, who has a background as a general, trying to mitigate an influx of people who are poor and turning it into a war, that seems to be what we have right now. I've always made the claim that we are actually at war with Mexico by the way that we manage Border Patrol agents.
And we're joined in studio by the Los Angeles-based Chicano band Las Cafeteras. We asked them about their hit single, If I Was President.
I think in the left, we're always talking about what we're against. Mm-hmm. And for us, we really want to reimagine and really think what we're for. Because the day is coming, the day is here where we need to push forward an agenda of what we're for. And mm-hmm. that's what the song was really about. Like, what would I do? You know, what would I push for?
All that and more coming up.